Hello and welcome to Podcatting, the AutoCAD training podcast. I'm your host, Jason Carter. We've spent a lot of time lately discussing the use of blocks in AutoCAD, and will continue doing so as we discuss block attributes. Today's episode will discuss, what are block attributes? Attributes are editable text associated with a block. If you were to attach regular text or M text to your block, it's not editable after the block is inserted. Attributes, on the other hand, can be edited after your block has been inserted into your drawing. With attributes, you can have text grouped together with the rest of the objects in your block. This gives you a very consistent look and feel in your drawing. If you move your block, the attribute text is going to come with it because it's part of your block. Attributes aren't just there so you can have editable text associated with your block. They're also an excellent way of storing data in your drawing, storing data in the various blocks in your drawing that can be retrieved later. AutoCAD contains tools that allows you to extract the attribute values from your blocks and organize it, for example, into a spreadsheet. Since attributes can be thought of as a way to contain data, not just a means of typing in text values, you may choose to use attributes to store data such as part numbers, serial numbers, manufacturer name, etc. Since attributes can be pre-populated, you don't need to necessarily type in this information every time you place a block. Those values can be set ahead of time. Another example of using attributes is for filling out title blocks. If you use attributes rather than text to populate your title block information can easily be extracted and added to a drawing list. Or you can extract all of your title block information fairly easily into a document management system. Attributes are very useful and very powerful. And that's all for the show today. In next week's episode, I'm going to discuss how to actually add attributes into your blocks. Please subscribe to the show. Please give it a review if you like what you're learning. Also, please visit the website at www.podcatting.com or visit on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. Thank you very much for listening.